I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Officials in Nebraska are forging ahead with plans for the state's May 12th primary, despite calls from Democrats to offer voting by mail and concerns from public health officials that in-person voting will help the coronavirus spread. Top Republican officials in the GOP-dominated state had repeatedly urged voters to cast early absentee ballots, but they argue that voters must have the option to vote in person. If the election proceeds as planned, Nebraska will be the first to hold a statewide election with physical polling sites since Wisconsin's much-criticized primary, which was plagued by a poll worker shortage and long lines. One of the Democrats running for their party's nomination for the U.S. Senate in Iowa's June 2nd primary election has dropped out of the race. Contractor Cal Woods from Des Moines says he's getting out of the race to challenge Republican Senator Joni Ernst. He is endorsing retired three-star U.S. Navy Admiral Mike Franken of Sioux City.
I think he has the right temperament, the right disposition, the right background. I'm just very impressed with Mike as a candidate.
Business owner Teresa Greenfield has a big fundraising advantage over her opponents in the race. Businessman Eddie Morrow and attorney Kimberly Graham are also running. A public policy poll looking at November shows this Senate race and the presidential race in Iowa have tightened since the winter. The Iowa Board of Regents is advancing a proposal not to raise tuition at the state's three public universities next fall. In a summary of the plan, the board says keeping tuition flat will make college costs more predictable for students and families during the pandemic. Base tuition for Iowa residents will stay at $9,600 at the University of Iowa, $9,300 at Iowa State, and $8,900 at Northern Iowa. The board is expected to finalize tuition rates at their meeting in June. The regents are also considering changes to make up for the impact of the virus on university budgets. Together with the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics, the universities face an estimated $263 million in lost revenue and new expenses from March through August of this year. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.